Hole of the Moon. I think the moon is affecting some people. Let me tell you why. We've heard about people who've disrupted airports with drones. There's a report out today linked to someone operating one of these paragliders in the vicinity of Carrickfergus. A Flybe Belfast jet was within seconds of a crash with a paraglider close to Carrickfergus. A Flybe jet came within a split second of smashing into a powered paraglider at 195 miles an hour in what could have been a catastrophic collision while approaching Belfast. This is a report that's out today on something that happened a few months ago. The flyer, suspended from a parachute and powered by a propeller on a backpack, flew as close as 100 feet to the aeroplane while crossing its flight path. The close call happened at 2,000 feet when the Flybe flight from Manchester was 8 miles out from George Best Belfast City Airport. It is incredible to think that people like that are up in the sky interfering with our safe passage into any of our airports. Should we be surprised? Your opinions are very welcome indeed. And shortly on the show, I'm going to be speaking to a representative of the British Hang Gliding and Paragliding Association. What are the rules and regulations when it comes to being up there in the clouds, close to the airlines and the aeroplanes? Now, the pilot apparently immediately reported the incident to air traffic controllers, saying that a powered paraglider had passed 100 to 200 feet down the left side of his aircraft. That must have been harrowing for that pilot. He said he had no time to take avoiding action. The incident happened so quickly. And there was some sort of big, colourful parachute that they saw, first of all, in the, well, I was going to say in the distance, but not that far away from the plane. Now, the extensive inquiries were carried out, obviously, after this happened. It happened back on the 13th of August, but they've drawn a complete blank. You know, how many paragliders do we have in this part of the world? Or it might have been an intruder who was paragliding. But, like, someone needs to talk to people who are going to go up there and basically act the idiot in relation to having a bit of crack while the rest of us are trying to have safe passage from one airport to the other. Let me speak to Ian Currer, who's the technical officer with the British Hang Gliding Association and Paragliding Association. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
I can't help but think that this person who was up there must have been very ill-informed in terms of etiquette of the skies.
Well, that does seem to be the case. We have done an investigation with the Civil Aviation Airprox Board into this, and unfortunately haven't been able to track down who the pilot was. So we do know that there are, in the whole of the UK, there's a couple of thousand people flying paramotors, and more than half of them have actually been through a training program and have licenses issued by the BHPA, that's the association I work for.
Would it not be fair to say would it not be fair to say that you weren't going to finish that sentence, and I presume you're going to say there were some that aren't registered, is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, that's I'm sorry for interrupting you, because
this person is clearly one of those we don't know about.
Okay, but the chances are he's from down the road here. He won't have flown over from Scotland. He's some sort of local idiot.
Yes, almost certainly. Yeah. He's unknown to the qualified schools and instructors who fly in Northern Ireland. So unfortunately, we have no way of tracking down who he is. That you don't require legally any kind of license to fly one of these things. And therefore, if someone sort of buys one from eBay or something and flies it outside the, you know, the association or the local sort of infrastructure or club, then we are a bit helpless trying to find out who they are.
Just explain to us what he was in that you can buy off eBay and go up and sort of dice with death at 2,000 feet and almost crash into a Flybe flight coming from Manchester. What sort of kit does he have?
Right. Essentially, what he was flying is what we call a paramotor, which is a paraglider, which is an inflatable wing. Some of your listeners might have seen them flying locally or you know, soaring on the hills or they're very common in ski resorts now, of course, in all over the world. But and you can buy a little backpack two-stroke engine, usually sort of 250cc, something like that, with a propeller, and you just put that on your harness, and that generates enough thrust for you to take off from flat ground, so you can just go and fly around on one of these things. But because they're foot-launched and because they're so light, they are sort of beneath the licensing threshold, if you like, that the Civil Aviation Authority have for aircraft. So, although they clearly are powered aircraft, no license is required to fly them anywhere in the UK.
Yeah, I presume guys who are part of your association, who are well skilled in this, who follow all the rules and regulations, aren't a threat to, you know, me if I'm flying from Belfast to Manchester. But he is.
No, not at all. No, they all have to do exams, you know, including recognising airspace and being able to read the air charts and all that kind of thing. And then this guy was in controlled Class D, actually, airspace, where it is illegal for him to fly without contacting the air traffic control, and they would require him to have an instrument, a transponder, so they could see him on radar and all that. So, yeah, you're quite right. He is, I think he used the word Egypt. I'd have to go along with that. He's operating right outside the rules and regulations that we voluntarily, you know, submit to.
Yeah, quite shocking for the pilot and the co-pilot seeing him out the window. Pretty alarming for him when he looked up and he saw a flyby jet going past.
Absolutely, I hope so. In fact, the pilot didn't even see him. It was only the co-pilot that was looking out the window, because the pilot was busy changing his radio frequency at the time. So it's a good job there were two of them in the front there. No avoiding action was taken. You know, by the time they'd seen him, it was sort of there and gone. But yes, it was a potentially extremely serious situation. And the CAA have... that's the Civil Aviation Authority, have an Air Prox board who look into all this. And I've got in front of me the sort of 6-page report into this, you know, where they very carefully looked at all the evidence and did a report. But the bottom line is that it was entirely the paramotor pilot's fault. It may well be that if he hasn't been properly trained, he bought it from eBay or something like that, that he's not even aware of the controlled airspace restrictions. So I don't think it's a good time to say so, but if any of your listeners know who this person is, you know, despite the fact he's done a stupid thing, we would be very keen to speak to them and offer, you know, training and information about controlled airspace and where he can and cannot fly.
Yeah, I'd like to think a member of the Police Service of Northern Ireland might be very keen to speak to him.
Well, we had a good look round. We had an investigator. It wasn't me that did this one, but one of the guys who works for us, who's an ex-military pilot and a paramotor instructor, spoke to all the people we know in Northern Ireland who are doing this legitimately, but no one could cast any light on who this person is. So that does very much, because it's a smallish community, it does imply that it was someone who just literally went and bought it off eBay and had a go, you know.
Sort of damage could he have done to the jet if he had collided with the engine of it?
Well, honestly, it could have been catastrophic. There's no easy way to say it. You know, he's, you know, a person who weighs, I don't know, 70 or 80 kilos, and the gear is another 30 or 40. You know, there's a metal framework and an engine. It's not like hitting a bird, you know, and as we're all aware, you know, even a goose or something can cause a problem to an engine. So if he'd been ingested into a jet engine at 2,000 feet, it could have been a huge aviation disaster. I mean, we're not taking this lightly at all. We've actually made recommendations to the Civil Aviation Authority that, as have the Air Accident Investigation Branch, you know, something is done about mandatory licensing for these aircraft. You know, even though we're an association who defend the rights of our members to fly with the minimum regulation, and think in this case, powered aircraft that are capable of doing this kind of thing, you know, should have some sort of mandatory regulation.
Yeah, he's done a terrible disservice to the sensible people.
That is always the way that it works, isn't it? I mean, you know, years and years ago, I remember not far from me, there was a guy on a jet ski, you know, who hit somebody near a beach, and they ended up with mandatory regulation for everybody. And it's a very similar situation. Just because it's possible possible to do something doesn't mean it's wise to do it without proper training.
Totally. I think buying one of those off eBay and knowing nothing about them is extremely stupid. Ian, thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you. Ian Currer,
who's quite all right.
Technical officer with the British Hang Gliding and Paragliding Association. So are you the idiot? Feel free to get in contact with us. And could you take a bit of advice? Whatever it was you bought off eBay, could you dismantle it, put it out in your wheelie bin, and hopefully the council will take it away in the morning, because the rest of us would like to safely travel through the skies following the rules and regulations of the aviation world. All of us up there need to be safe, and I don't think we're going to be very safe if there's a boy flying about, basically swinging off the frame of a bed with a couple of sheets on it.